Welcome to another episode of An Evening with the Barneses and the Bobcats.
All right.
We are the Barneses.
We are here. We are back. We missed last week.
Yes.
Busy week.
What was we doing?
What were we doing? Just living life.
Just life.
Living life.
We're tired now, if you can't tell. I'm very tired.
Yeah, we usually shoot earlier, but it's like 10 o'clock at night, and we had an awesome day, though. Today is 7-Eleven, so we got some free
Slurpees from 7-Eleven.
Okay.
Yes, then we went to Krispy Kreme.
Okay.
We got a free donut.
Got a free donut.
Sign up for their app, you get a free donut. So everybody got a free donut. Slurpees is riding around.
The kids was happy about that.
Very much. So, but here we are with y'all once again. How yes. are you?
I am good today. Today was a good day.
Today was a good day.
Chill day. Good day.
Yes. Good.
What about you?
I'm tired. It wasn't so chill for me. I had to work, going to the office.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So got up to a destroyed house. My kids' stuff spilled all over counters and on the floor, sticky floor. So I had to like clean that up. Then
that was in the morning.
Though. In the morning, like first thing in the morning. Yeah.
So yeah, they've been having a hot girl summer. Mm-hmm. They've been going to sleep 4 o'clock,
up on
5 o'clock in the morning. I've been telling them to go to sleep, and before you go to sleep, make sure you wash the dishes and everything, clean up.
It's just washed. Living their best life. So yeah. Then we, out with the kids and the fam all day, and I had a work event in the evening as well. So I had a back day. But I'm here,
scratching and surviving,
flourishing.
Okay. So we wanted to talk about relationships. I was watching something on Instagram or something. It was the lady had a question about if you're in a relationship, not even a relationship, you what's the word, kicking it, or is just sleeping with someone,
messing with someone.
Uh-huh. Are they obligated to help you out
when you need it financially? We're talking about if you're having trouble paying your rent or whatever, are they obligated to help you out? Should you expect them to?
Right.
What's your opinion on that?
They're not obligated, but if we whatever situation, or we sleeping together, whatever, I feel like you should, but no, you're not obligated. But me as a woman, if you're not helping me out, I'm not, what are we doing? I'm not, we shouldn't even be kicking it, or we shouldn't do whatever situation, we shouldn't even be doing that if you're not gonna help me out. Like, what are the benefits?
What's
your take on it?
I feel like If you with someone or messing with somebody, whatever, just messing around, and if they don't feel obligated to help you out, if they feel comfortable watching you struggle, then
you're an awful person.
I don't think it's on them. I think it's on you, because you allowed that person to get comfortable enough to feel like that, and it's because you haven't put any other expectations on them that they feel like they can do that. And I don't think you really have the right to demand that from them.
Why? Because they allow that person to treat them like that.
To treat them like that in the beginning, and to be so comfortable because you didn't respect yourself enough to define what this is. You was just messing around, and that's what messing around gets you.
But if you see me struggling, I just feel like that's awful.
Should, and it is. And it is. You haven't expected or demanded anything more from that person. It is awful to
That's just if you see somebody struggling to carry a bag, you're not going let me help. You're just going to really watch me just struggle the whole way through. That's your horrible person. If you just watch somebody struggle.
Especially if you still expect to sleep with them. Why are they struggling? And I agree. But
the way I wouldn't be in the mood to sleep with you, my lights are already cut off, or I can't pay my bills. That's the type of person I am. I'm not in the mood. Why would I want to even engage in certain activity when stuff is not being paid?
I'm down. But I just feel the responsibility lies on the person struggling. be it a maker, be a man or a woman. Like, if you don't want to help me out, you know what I mean? That's because I haven't defined what we are, or like forced you to define what we are. You've accepted mess, and mess is what you get from mess.
So you're saying the person that's not even, it's not their fault, but at the same time, wouldn't you want to be like, oh, I see my friend or whatever with benefits, so I can let me help you out? You're saying it's not their fault. They're just at clean slate.
Not clean slate. They wrong for doing that. But I'm saying ultimately the responsibility for like you to like tell people how you want to be treated lies on you.
So basically cut that person off.
That's it. Change your actions in the future. Don't go into another situationship and expect more, because that's all it is. A situationship. That's it. You know what I mean? You're not your boyfriend, not your husband. So what did they just say?
Waste of time.
And that's what you get from wasting your time.
And that's just never been me. I just like, where are we going in this relationship? Even if I know everybody don't want to do marriage, but let's what are we? Let's at least have some type of, set some rules.
How committed are we to each other? Yeah,
what are
if you? Such and such happens, can I count on you to like not let me be homeless or whatever?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, those kind of things. Like, are we at least committed to each other? You know. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
But then you got people out here that are the opposite. They have they live together and they share bank accounts. They're not necessarily married, but then you got those people.
And won't get married, have been together, I believe in marriage, but if it's working for you, and if the person's respecting you and there for you,
marriage is not for everybody, but I guess whatever makes you happy. Especially our friends, and our friends are younger and they are out here in these streets, and the stories we hear, I'm just glad I'm married, because
it's crazy
out here, like
with the apps and I couldn't do it at all. So I'm glad
the stories they tell us. I'm like, I don't have time for that. I'm gonna get off the phone.
Well, all right then.
Out here in these streets. I know people don't really people don't really date anymore, or really take the time to court, one another, because they got all these apps and not Zoom, but
everything. The DMs, that's a big, everybody's there.
And you want to feel that, and I'm an energy person. If I like you, I want to feel your energy. I want to have that one-on-one time, but I feel like that's taken away because of technology. FaceTime the person, text them. But no, Eugene and I, we went out on dates.
We got to know each other in person. It's that's creepy now, to meet people in person, out in person. Talking to me? I heard somebody tell me that, you gotta DM them first, and you can't just walk up to them. That's creepy. What? If we in the same spot, I stalked you, I see you in the same venue, bar, whatever it might be.
Right.
I can't talk to you. That's creeps. Walking up and saying hi, it's creepy.
And that's how we get know, because back in our day, you meeting somebody on the internet.
Complete opposite. Crazy. It was only for creepy people. It wasn't for, now it's it's totally flipped, and that's for that's the norm. To meet people online and hit them up online first and agree to meet in person. Then, that was that's a scam artist. That person's a creep. You can't meet nobody online.
You met him where? Girl, no. I gotta come with you.
Things have completely flipped around since we got married.
15 long. Now, what would you change? You change anything?
About what?
I don't know, about our marriage, or...
Come on, how we met and all that stuff?
I guess not how we met, or... I don't know. I guess anything in general, would you change how everything
went down or whatever? No, I don't think I would change anything. It was a good journey. It was a good time from, like, you know, for realizing we liked each other and, you know, playing games and all of that. It was a good journey. It was good.
Honestly, it went by fast, and then I was just looking at our wedding pictures today, like how young we were. Mm-hmm.
I told somebody today, I was having a conversation. I actually met a lady at the work event, presenter at the work event. She came to do the presentation, and she's just got engaged. And like, she's kind of like the situation we were talking about, her and her boyfriend been dating for 10 years. Mm. And now they're getting married, and yeah, she's not about like really the whole marriage thing. And they're going to have a ceremony and everything, but not sign the paper. Because, yeah, she just don't. Believe in that, don't feel like we need the paper. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, and then I was, you know, jumping in the conversation, we were just talking about like their significant other, because two other people there had just gotten engaged. One had been married for like 4 years, and I told him I've been married for 15. And so it was like, what? Like, how old are you? Everybody always give you that look, you know what I mean? You know, 15, like da da da. You've been for 15 years? Somebody I know well, like, didn't know how long we had been married or whatever, except how young we were.
Yeah.
I told our story, you know, how we got married at 21, you know.
21.
And now we're in our 30s, I think we're 30-something.
Listen.
So, yeah, 15 years ago, just telling that story, and, you know, we just discussing that, like, how, like, pretty much it was four of us, everybody there had just like a different perspective on like marriage and, you know, like whether it's necessary or is it good, you know, do you need it and stuff like that. So, you know, to each his own. No, we are definitely very traditional. I feel like, you know, marry young and like trying to stay together, that's a big goal of both of us, you know.
If I don't kill him.
If I don't run away.
Bye. Okay.
You'll be crying. Please. Heartbroken.
Okay, have a nice young boyfriend.
Heartbroken. So he can watch you sleep. Folks, watch you fall asleep.
Listen, okay, my bedtime.
Listen.
Respect my bedtime.
To each his own, man. You know.
I love you.
Yeah, as you should.
All right with me.
You too. I love you too. Yes.
So, y'all, I also wanted to talk about the Keke Palmer. Now, how did y'all feel about that? I feel like... Okay, so let's bring it back. So, she went to Vegas with her homegirls to see Usher. I can't wait. I need tickets. Anyway, and so she's on social media. Her baby daddy comment like, you a mother. Talking about her dress was see-through. It was cute, by the way. And like, I guess basically, she shouldn't have that on. You a mother. It's the way he went about it. He should have said that to her before she left the house or FaceTimed her after. Like, hey, I see you had a good time. What's up with this outfit or whatever. I just think it was the way he went about it.
Blasted on social media.
And they was clowning like him for days.
Because it was something about he had posted a picture of her, right? Like a couple days earlier or whatever.
Yeah, it was like months or weeks ago. He like posted her shaking her booty, you know, on Instagram. And then, of course, at the Usher concert, I guess he was upset because what she had on. Or talking about, she's a mom.
So, let me tell y'all what the real issue was. The issue was not the outfit. The issue was she was on stage with Usher, up on Usher, like no space.
No,
yeah,
it was some space.
That was the issue. She could have wore that outfit, went to the grocery store, and been fine. He wouldn't have said nothing. Mm-hmm. But the fact that the world see you up on Usher, he's singing to you. That's a problem.
I'm gonna tell you, Gene.
That's a problem.
I'm gonna be the same way. And he gonna be there because he gonna buy the tickets, okay? We're gonna take a picture. Right. We're gonna do it.
I'm walking away. I'm leaving you there. Listen, I hope you got a ride.
He's
okay?
A professional. You know, he's at work. You
yeah,
know?
I know, yes.
Okay, that's customer service.
Professional
that he's doing.
Panty dropper, okay? Yes.
Hey, won't be no panties dropping. All my stuff will be on, okay? I just, you know, want a nice little hug.
Sure. Okay. Too long. Okay, Anita. All right. Bless you, sister. That's what I need.
Listen, just a side hug.
That's what I need.
but Usher did that to everybody. He had grown men blushing, so I just feel like it's not his
fault. It's
Usher.
You
know, okay,
Usher.
You gonna blush too?
Usher.
Listen, it's
Usher.
Your guy.
I'm an Usher fan.
I can't wait. Okay, Usher, send us some free tickets. Okay, listen, I don't blame that man at all.
He wasn't blaming Usher. He ain't saying nothing to Usher. He blamed Kiki.
Listen,
okay. He blamed Kiki. And it was
Kiki,
awesome.
You innocent, okay? Listen. First of all, she just had a baby. She trying to have a girl's night. She probably, you know, stress, whatever. She trying to have, you know, some fun. You deserve
stress.
It.
We had a hard day.
You don't know what she went through.
We doing all this now. She had a hard day. You don't know her mother, pain.
Baby been crying all day, you know what I mean? I need a mommy
Kiki
day.
Kiki got nannies. With this baby by herself.
Okay, she can still be stressed. Mm. Being a new mom. Mm. My kids in the background. Stress. I got three kids and it's still stressful. So
stress.
Listen.
Stress. Oh, children.
Okay.
The children.
So, yes, we had a good day. Got some free stuff. Trying to get some more free stuff. Mm-hmm. The kids were very excited about that, by the way. They were like, what else can we get?
The whole day, right? They started Googling and, yeah, TikToking to see what else can you get for free. So, yeah. But, yeah, this is us. We'll see y'all August 11th.
Yes.
At our live show, An Evening with the Barneses. Got the band together. We're going to start rehearsing, getting it together. Be there. Brightside Tavern in Jersey City, 7:30 p.m.
Come on, plug.
Okay.
Okay, so this is going to be totally different from the last two shows. So we, blood, sweat, yes, and tears. We, you know, got some new stuff that we... Well, I mean, the script is going to be the same.
We're adding. Yeah,
you know,
not totally different.
So not totally show. Different, but yes.
But, you know, if you ain't seen it, it's going to be new. Okay. And if you did see it before, you know, we always knew. Because we improv a lot. We talk to the people. So, you know, you never know what might happen with the Barneses.
Tickets are $20. Online, $25 at the door. Mm-hmm. So let us put these kids to bed.
Go do it with this. Pray for us, y'all.
Yes.
All right. It's the Barneses. Evening with the Barneses. Bye.
Yes.